Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. Oh, you're joining us today for episode number 11 in our 12-episode series on the songs from Keys to My Head, my newest album. And today's song is Southwind. We'll listen to that and then talk a little bit about the lyrics and the music on the other side.
Southwind in a pickup truck on a gravel road, and I think I'm in luck because the sun's high in the western sky. In an hour or two, I'll be by your side. I know these hills like the back of my hand. Will they feel like a no man's land without you? On a working trip, my back is aching and my jeans are ripped. I'm through. Yeah, I'm through. South wind in a pickup truck on a gravel road, and I think I'm in luck because the sun's lower in the western sky, and in an hour I know I'll be by your side. Yeah. Shadow stretch across my way. Been counting the nights just to make it to this day. Make it to this day. Yeah. A deer standing on the far side. Body's tense and her eyes are wide. Just stay. Just stay. South wind in a pickup truck. On a gravel road, and I think I'm in luck because the sun's setting in the western sky, and in a minute more I'll be by your side. Myself lucky cause the sun's gone from the western sky. Just you and me, and we're in for the night. Sun's gone from the western sky, and his working man ain't nothing but your stay-at-home guy.
So that was Southwind. That was written part of as part of the FOM community activities in 2020. I've mentioned that before. FOM is February Album Writing Month, and a group of online folks kind of convene every February from around the globe to kind of encourage each other to do some songwriting. And so I participated in that in 2020. And as I've also mentioned before, one of the themes was wanderlust. And this one was written out of that wanderlust theme. Now, this is a... the subject of this song is one that I've written about multiple times over a number of years since, ever since 1987 when I got married. My wife and I got married, and quite often, and I have worked in a job where I needed to drive away and occasionally be away multiple nights or even a week at a time. And especially more recently, my work has presented me with that. And so I've written a number of songs that have been had this theme in one way or another as a part of it. But this one, in writing out of the prompt, I really wanted to make, I certainly wanted to make it specific to me. I can't really write any other way, but I also wanted to make it broad enough that it would be relatable for anyone who's doing the that kind of thing. I mean, I see guys all the time, and I say guys, but I see women as well who are, you know, staying in, doing work here and there, whether it's construction or something having to do with, especially here in the rural areas, medical work, sales, lots of other things out, staying in a hotel room in some little town somewhere. And you know, you don't ever know their story, but I know that this applies to a lot of folks who have to go away from home, whatever home is, and spend weeks sometimes doing work. And some people like that better than others. I don't happen to be one of those people. I deal with it, and it's not all bad. I'm a homebody. I really am. I like being at home. I like being at home in my house, in my bed, with Cheryl, with my dogs, you know, and I like being at home. It's nice to go places for work, but that for me that gets old pretty fast. So this is a song that really celebrates that that time at the end of one of those stretches where you're headed home and you just can't get there fast enough. And so I do, although my work is not, I think the song sort of implies more blue-collar-ish sort of work, which mine is not, I have to admit that. But I do have a pickup. I do drive on dirt roads, and I do have ripped jeans. So I feel like I get to, I still can get to sing that. So there we go. We'll take a look at the lyrics, talk about the music. I'm really excited about talking about some of what I was able to do musically on this. A lot of fun. Basic blues sort of song. South wind and a pickup truck on a gravel road, and I think I'm in luck, 'cause the sun's high in the western sky. And in an hour or two, I'll be by your side. So it is a blues song. And so the blues, but, you know, some blues songs are kind of hopeless. This one is moving toward the hopeful and positive goal of getting home and by your side. For me, my Cheryl, my wife, and getting home to her. For whomever is out there working, it may be something or someone different. Spouse, a loved one, a family, a pet, whatever. So the Black Hills obviously come into this. I know these hills like the back of my hand, but they feel like a no man's land without you. 10 days on a working trip, back's aching and my jeans are ripped. I'm through. And then we get back to the refrain. South wind in a pickup truck on a gravel road, and I think I'm in luck because the sun's lower in the western sky. And in an hour, I know I'll be by your side. So on these refrains, this slight change is the movement of the sun. And that first little verse in there, this is really set at a specific point. When you're getting close to home, okay, you're in familiar territory. In fact, for me, I'm in familiar territory where quite often, most of the time I'm driving on these sorts of gravel roads. Cheryl is with me. My dogs are with me. We're going someplace to hike. And so getting close enough to home that I'm driving through areas that normally I would be on a sunny weekend with Cheryl and with the dogs and headed out to find a really nice place to hike or going to one of the lakes or something like that. But this is not that. This is near the end of the day, driving through that area to get home, to get back home. And so I know these hills like the back of my hand, but they feel like a no man's land without you. So I'm not enjoying, I may be noticing, but it's not the same. These are places that we do together, you know, and I'm by myself, just getting home, just trying to get home. Back is aching and my jeans are ripped. I'm through. And although my work is not blue collar, I have ripped my pants during some of these work things. I remember I had a pair of khakis that were kind of a little worn out, a little questionable. I think I was picking up a suitcase or something. You know, I was at a conference. I was going to a conference to present, you know, and kind of bent over and rip. And then, you know, golly, man. Well, that pair of pants is gone. Did I bring another pair? Did I bring enough other pairs? Am I ready? And then you think, you know, if I was just at home, I'd just go back to the closet. I'd, you know, I've got plenty of pants there. I guess that's first world problems, huh? Next verse. Long shadows stretch across my way. Been counting the nights just to make it to this day. Deer standing on the far side, bodies tense and their eyes are wide. Just stay. And so, you know, especially when you get into the hills, in some of the back roads, and at the end of the day, you're ready to get home. You're just wanting to go fast. But you know, this is a dangerous route for deer and for anyone driving. And so you've got this kind of tension between, I'm ready to get home. I want to get there fast, but I gotta pay attention. Oops, there's some deer over there. Let's hope they don't run out. Slow down enough. Make sure we get past them safely. And we got so many deer, which is wonderful. I love seeing them. And it's heartbreaking to see, though, the fatalities of deer along the side of the road. Some times of the year, it's just awful. And I recognize. I generally I don't see whatever hit the deer, whether it was a truck or a car or family driving. And I don't know what horrible thing happened to the people. But it just seems like a place in which our hurriedness and our technology meets with the natural world in bad ways, ways that are bad for both of us, for all of us. But that's only a side bit in this song. South wind in a pickup truck on a gravel road, and I think I'm in luck because the sun's setting in the western sky, and in a minute more, I'll Be By Your Side. And then we launch into that instrumental, which I want to talk just a little bit about. It has always been a dream of mine to be able to play, slide, resonator, dobro. I got one a little while back, and I've been, you know, messing around with it, trying to, when you pick up a new instrument and you're trying to get it figured out and you're trying to make the kinds of music you want to make with it, but it's not quite coming out right. That's a long, frustrating kind of stretch. But I finally got to a point where I was able at least to do it in a limited way. I wouldn't proclaim myself a slide, resonator, guitar, expert at all in any way, shape, or form, but enough to crack out some good stuff on this song, which felt really good. Just super excited about that sound. And then, of course, I brought in the harmonica as well, which both of those fit so well with this kind of Americana bluesy song. Just really a lot of fun. My focus quite often is songwriting and studio composing and that sort of thing. I don't consider myself a great instrumentalist, but when I can make some good stuff on an instrument, that feels like a real success to me. So this one, I felt more than anything else. I mean, the song is good, the ideas are great. It's catchy. I love it. But I'm just so proud of that instrumental piece, the resonator guitar that then stays with us through the rest of the song. We jump into the last verse. Down the canyon and my brights are on, of course, because of the deer, of course. Seems like the last 2 miles are a million miles long. I know this road will call me out again, but I hear our dogs barking as I pull this big truck in. South wind behind my pickup truck on that gravel road, and I count myself lucky because the sun's gone from the western sky, just you and me, and we're in for the night. Yeah, the sun's gone from the western sky, and this working man ain't nothing but your stay-at-home guy. So happy ending there. It's nice when a blues song ends happy. I don't know if that makes it not a blues song. But the dogs barking. You know, our dogs. We can, even though they're usually inside. I can hear them barking when I come. They get so excited. And you know, on all of these songs in this album, I used an image and a sound at the beginning. The sound, of course, is a sound of dogs barking at the beginning of this song. The image is a photo that has become extra dear to me just recently. A photo of our wonderful golden retriever, Abby, who just passed away a few weeks ago. And so that was the image that went along with this song. And so that's pretty important to me. But I think coming home, a lot of the feeling of coming home is connected with, from in my mind, the dogs barking. They're excited for me to be home, and that's a sign that here I am, I've made it. And somehow they seem to be able to recognize who it is. They seem to be able to recognize, is this a stranger coming up, or is this one of our people? And so that welcoming committee is a really important and wonderful thing. So there we go. That is South Wind, a blues song with some harmonica, some slide resonator, acoustic guitar, and a theme about getting home after those long, far too long work trips. So you can find all my music, all my lyrics at scottsimpsonmusic.com and stream on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Music, Amazon Music, anywhere you stream your music, you can stream Scott Simpson Artist. Just give me a search there. And thanks for joining me again. We have one more episode in this series, and then we're going to start a brand new series on the songs being released right now. Four of them are out from my new band with my wife, Cheryl, Nana Papa, songs for children and families. And so I'm super excited about talking about those songs. A lot of fun stuff and really good stuff. It's good being a grandpa. It's good being a papa and being married to a nana. It makes you frame the way you think about life a little differently, which is a good thing. So stay tuned and be well.